California recall gets nasty. Larry Elder's ex-fiancée claims he threatened her with gun. By Joel B. Polak on August 19, 2021. A woman has come forward to Politico claiming that conservative talk radio host Larry Elder, her former fiancé, showed her a loaded handgun during an argument during which, she said, he was high from smoking marijuana. Politico reported Thursday. Alexandra Dadig, the former fiancé and longtime radio producer for California GOP gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder, says she broke off an 18-month engagement with the conservative talk show host in 2015 after he waved a gun at her while high on marijuana. Dadig's claim, which she regards as the culmination of a series of humiliating disputes that made her fearful for her safety and her ability to maintain her sobriety, comes as Elder has gained momentum in the recall to replace Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, with many observers counting him as the likeliest GOP alternative should voters decide to replace the incumbent. Dadig, 51, became well known in Los Angeles in the 1990s as a leading witness and informant in the prosecution of Hollywood Madam Heidi Flies. Dadig described being paid $10,000 per day and getting first-class air travel as one of the women who worked in Flies's network. She has subsequently spoken out strongly against human trafficking. Dadig said she first met Elder, who is now 69, at a party at the Playboy Mansion in the early 2000s, though their relationship did not begin until long after. The two became engaged in 2013 before Dadig broke off the relationship in 2015, fearing for her safety. She said he pressured her to sign a non-disclosure agreement after being informed by Elder's assistant that all Larry's girlfriends did, she said, in an interview with Politico. She complied, saying she was terrified, and I ran for my life. Read the full Politico article here. Supporters of Newsom seized on the report, with actress and activist Alyssa Milano tweeting it. Breitbart News reached out to the Elder campaign for comment. He said, I have never brandished a gun at anyone. I grew up in South Central, I know exactly how destructive this type of behavior is. It's not me, and everyone who knows me knows it's not me. These are salacious allegations. People do not get into public life precisely because of this type of politics of personal destruction. I am not going to dignify this with a response, it's beneath me. While my opponents and the Newsom campaign would love to keep voters distracted, I am going to stay focused on the issues that inspired 1.7 million Californians to petition for this recall. Newsom, formerly married to Fox News host turned Donald Trump advisor Kimberly Guilfoyle, has faced personal accusations of his own in the past. In 2007, it was revealed that Newsom, then mayor of San Francisco, had an affair with a married aide. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.